Hello and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something a little different, maybe even unexpected. It's a story called The Pillow Cloud Parade by Imagination Station 36.
Yeah, it sounds quite charming on the surface.
It really does. The basic idea is every summer in this place called Dream Drop Valley, they have what the story calls the fluffiest event of the year.
Okay.
Imagine these clouds, but they're like super soft, squishy, full of personality.
Mm.
You've got Fluffernutter, Pink Marshmallow Cloud, apparently throws cotton candy rain.
Uh-huh.
And Sir Snoozle, who's this snoring thunder cloud but hums lullabies. And Breezy Bella, she twirls around tossing glittery snowflakes.
In July.
In the middle of July. And down below, you have kids on blankets, pajamas, moon balloons, just totally captivated.
Sounds magical.
It does. But here's our real mission for this deep dive. How does a story that seems so, well, simple and whimsical actually holds some pretty profound ideas about self-belief, about impact, and, you know, the power of imagination?
That's the fascinating part, isn't it? It's this intriguing source, looks lighthearted, but there's a surprising depth there. And I think it offers some really core lessons, actually. Lessons for anyone, really, who's looking to make an impression, maybe feels a bit small or unsure to start with.
Okay.
Because our main character here is Tiny Nimbus. He's literally described as the smallest cloud ever. And as this big parade gets closer, he's feeling that worry, whispering, "I'm too small to be seen."
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to unpack. How does Tiny Nimbus's journey show us that, well, you don't have to be the biggest thing out there to actually make the biggest impression?
That phrase, "I'm too small to be seen," I mean, that hits home, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there. That little voice saying you're not, I don't know, not enough to be noticed, new job, creative project, even just walking into a room sometimes.
Absolutely.
And what's interesting with Tiny Nimbus, as you said, it's not just a feeling. He is the smallest cloud. So, okay, the parade starts.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? What's his experience right at the beginning? Does he get any advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that literal smallness is key. So picture it. The parade's nearing and he's just, you know, dwarfed by these other spectacular clouds. He's overwhelmed. And right then, Fluffernutter, the experienced pink one we mentioned, gives him this really crucial piece of advice.
Okay, what is it?
She tells him, "Puff up with pride. It's not about size. It's about spirit."
Oh, I like that. It's not about size. It's about spirit.
Exactly. And it's more than just like a nice saying. It's a real shift in perspective. It's telling him and us, really, stop focusing on the external stuff you can't change, like size, and focus on your inner quality, your motivation.
Your spirit.
Your spirit. It suggests your impact isn't about how big you look, but about your approach, your energy.
That's a really powerful idea, challenging how we usually measure who gets noticed or who succeeds. So Tiny Nimbus gets this advice. Does he just instantly transform? He joins the parade, right? But then something happens that's kind of unexpected.
Yeah, he takes it in, or tries to. He joins the line. But then you're right, something pivotal occurs, and it's not really something he does deliberately. The story says he gets caught in a sudden gust of wind.
Ah, okay. So external factor.
Totally external. An unexpected nudge. And this gust just sends him twirling kind of wildly out of the parade line. And purely by accident, this twirling takes him right into a rainbow.
Oh.
And what's so interesting is that his big moment, his transformation, it doesn't come from some big plan he made. It comes from this unforeseen interaction, a bit of serendipity.
Which happens in life, right?
Well,
those unexpected moments.
Absolutely. Sometimes they're the biggest catalysts.
And the result is pretty spectacular in the story, isn't it? It says he lights up.
Like a glowing jelly bean.
Yes, a glowing jelly bean. And the crowd below, who were already into the parade, they gasp, they cheer.
They shout, "Look, it's a shooting star cloud."
Incredible. He goes from fearing he's invisible to being the absolute highlight. That's a massive shift.
Yeah.
And his own reaction is just, "Best parade ever," tells you everything about his internal change.
That really is the moment of impact, isn't it? He was genuinely afraid of being unseen, and suddenly he's not just seen, he's celebrated as something amazing, magical even.
Yeah.
It totally changes how people see him. From just another participant, maybe even an overlooked one, to the star. And this, I think, brings us right to the first big takeaway from this simple story, especially if you're trying to make your mark somewhere.
Which is?
That even the smallest voices, the smallest efforts, they really can shine bright. Tiny Nimbus didn't try to be the biggest. He just kind of went with the flow, that accidental twirl, and boom, spectacle.
Exactly. And for me, that connects right into the second lesson here. Self-confidence builds when you actually try. Even if you're scared stiff,
mm-hmm.
He was nervous, right? Full of doubt. But he showed up. He got in the parade line.
He participated.
He participated. And it wasn't until he engaged with that unexpected thing, that gust of wind, that his confidence really bloomed. It shows that taking action, even a tiny scary step, that's what comes before real self-belief grows.
That's such a good point. It's not about waiting until you feel confident. It's about acting despite the fear.
Reminds me of times you just put yourself out there feeling totally out of your depth, and then some small step just clicks something into place.
Yeah. And that leads nicely into the third insight, I think, which is about how celebrating imagination and, frankly, fun just brings people together, or clouds in this case.
Right.
The whole parade is this big imaginative act, isn't it? Personified clouds, cotton candy rain.
Yeah.
It's all about shared wonder. Mm-hmm. And Tiny Nim is becoming this shooting star cloud. It doesn't break that. It actually amplifies it. It adds to the collective joy, brings the crowd together, cheering for this unexpected marvel.
It underlines how creativity and individual expression, when shared, really build community, build connection.
Exactly. It's a unifying force.
What a journey for Tiny Nimbus in, like a really short story. From that whisper, I'm too small to be seen, all the way to beaming like a shooting star.
Yeah, it's quite condensed.
It really hammers home those lessons, doesn't it? Small efforts can shine. Confidence comes from doing, even when afraid. And imagination and joy connect us. Mm-hmm. And that advice he got, puff up with pride. It's not about size. It's about spirit. It kind of sums it all up.
It really does.
So the ultimate takeaway from the story, for anyone listening, it feels pretty clear. You don't need to be the biggest cloud or the loudest voice or have the grandest plan to make a huge impression. You just need to be, well, your brightest self.
Precisely. And this story, I think, it really invites you, the listener, to think about that in your own life. You know, if Tiny Nimbus lit up like a jelly bean just by accidentally twirling into a rainbow, well, what unexpected rainbows might be out there for your seemingly small efforts? What moments could turn your attempts, even the ones you feel are too small, into your brightest impressions? It's worth considering, maybe. What does it really mean for you, in your own way, to be your brightest self?